You're tuned in to Katie Baxter on University Radio Nottingham, and I am joined by Nick from Rescue Rooms, and today we're going to be talking about the closure of music venues. So just to start us off, can you tell us a little bit about what your role is here at Rescue Rooms?
I'm the general manager of Rescue Rooms, so it's pretty much the day-to-day running of the venue, making sure bands come on time, simple things as bar nights, and make sure the club runs smoothly.
Great. So I feel like with that in mind, you're a good person to ask, why are venues like this important?
Well, it's, you know, for our 15-year history, we've brought some bands who are small, who are now big time. You know, we've had acts like the Libertines, the Black Keys, Frank Turner. You know, we had last year, we had Rag and Bone Man, who's now massive and he's winning all these Brit Awards. You know, we had Dua Lipa, who won 2 Brit Awards last night. She played up in our Red Room upstairs, which is like a capacity of 100 people, and that was a free show. So getting these artists and giving them a chance to perform and at a stage where it can be in our main room or upstairs or in the bar areas, it's just so important to promote our local acts and bring them forward at the end of the day.
So what kind of impact do you think a venue like this has on the music scene?
Well, you know, as previously explained, it was, you know, getting a music act who can be pretty not known and then give them a platform to perform is massive at the end of the day. You know, if we just had a city with an arena with 11,000 people, where would people start to perform? You know, we have a night on a Monday which anybody can come down and play, and acts like Jake Berg and George Ezra, they actually played in that venue on a Monday in front of 10 or 15 people, just to give an up-and-coming artist a chance to perform is fantastic in my eyes, and that's why these sort of venues are so important.
Definitely, and I think that's something that a lot of artists themselves are very happy to confirm. I know Lewis Capaldi, who played here just last week or the week before, he was saying how important small venues are, and I think Isaac Gracie, who's coming soon as well, he's been quite vocal about it as well. So also, what effect do you think venues like this have on the local area and on Nottingham?
The impact, it's a good question. I think, you know, people like having a regular thing. They know that they're going to have good beer here, they know that it's going to be a decent performer here, that we can have a band which who love the venue so much they come back and play, you know, everything who are a decent arena sized band came back and played here, Kate Nash, but then they can come here to an act which is perfect for them and can fill the venue. And it's just an all-round vibe where you don't really, you know the floors are going to be sticky in a venue like this, you know the atmosphere is going to be fantastic, and you might not get that at other places. It's just, there's just no history in other venues, in my opinion, compared to a Rescue Rooms or Rock City or Bodega at the end of the day.
Definitely. So we've listed lots of the positive things about a venue like this. So why are they being closed down? What do you think the reason is for that?
Building, you know, there's a lot more people coming into the city who need accommodation. Students' numbers are getting higher and higher in the city. And when there's a space, people think it's next to the university and people want to build on it. And, you know, they're cheap to build, they're cheap to rent, and the people just, you know, noise complaints, and we just need to have a bit of a think about where people are putting their accommodation at the end of the day.
It's really interesting that you've brought that up, because UK Music are leading a campaign at the moment to get the Agent of Change principle enshrined into law, which basically, just to explain for our listeners, is to protect venues from placing the responsibility on the developers to take steps such as soundproofing to protect existing businesses. Do you think that this is a good step for them to be taking?
Yeah, well, with DHP family as a whole, we have venues all over the country, and this happened at the Thekla in Bristol. They're building some new flats there and haven't got the new systems, and we're right behind this and we fully support it, and other artists support it too, and it should be a thing at the end of the day. They should think about where they build their properties and, you know, the history of the venues around them.
Definitely, and I think 35% of venues have closed in the last decade, so it's a rapid thing that hopefully people will be acting against. If I'm just kind of a normal person that, you know, loves my Rock Cities, Rescue Rooms, Bodegas, these kinds of venues, what can I be doing to be playing my part in helping fight the closures?
Well, it's at the end of the day, there's a Save Thekla hashtag, which is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and that'll be helped to get involved in that and show your support. Just turning up to the nights as well, make sure that you're going to the gigs at our venues and coming to our shows, so, you know, we're still alive and healthy. We have some incredible nights here at Acoustic Rooms on a Monday, which is free. You know, we have some great acts playing here nearly every day. So, you know, you need to make sure you're supporting the clubs by turning up, paying for the ticket and enjoying the experience, and not wanting to go to other venues or just staying away from the music industry, because that's how bands survive.
And do you think that it has an impact on the cultural identity of Nottingham?
Yeah, totally. When I came as a student to here, I'm not originally from here, I'm from Worcester. One of the main things of coming here was Rock City. I went to Nottingham Trent, and just to go and see live incredible bands was fascinating. Going to a club night, going to watch a band beforehand, going to the pub next to it, it was just one of those cool things, and I did it all over my university career, really. So yeah, you know, free venues which are like that, they need to stay open, they need to be alive, and then people need to go to it.
Definitely. So you guys opened, one of the big things you've been celebrating recently is your 15 years. Have the threats to the venue changed since then? Was this as much of a problem in 2003, or is it a new thing? And if it's not new, what was there before that's not maybe then here now?
Good question. There's not many medium-sized music venues. This is the reason why I opened 15 years ago, to have that gap for bands who could perform at the level before they go towards Rock City and before they go to arenas. So around Nottinghamshire, there's not really what we do. As a bar, there's obviously a lot more bars opening around, and we need to make sure that we're on top of our game. We keep have these live music acts, and we move forward and we move with the times, and that's why we've been around for so long, because DHP go with the times, and that's why we are successful.
Thank you very much for talking to me today, and hopefully venues like this will continue to prosper and be the amazing places that they are.
No problem, and I agree.